You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is Jennifer Hebert.
I'm Morgan Nicole.
And this is Sophia Yagela. Welcome to Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Woohoo! Now that we are just about 2 months away from the next trade show, oh my gosh, where'd time go? What can retailers expect to see this August?
We will welcome 34 new exhibitors and their new lines. And then you will also find additional perm spaces on the 10th floor. That floor is growing. And speaking of the 10th floor, we're also continuing our cash and carry section on that floor. So again, the order writing show is how we usually do things, and that is on 10, 11, 14, and then some others in between. And then we are still doing our cash and carry section on the 10th floor for a second time.
The cash and carry section back in the day was always hugely popular, and I'm sure this time around that it's been reborn in the 21st century. It's just as popular. A cash and carry booth, do they also have a separate booth elsewhere in the trade show, or is the only place we're going to find them is in that one booth?
That's a great question. So sometimes people do have an order writing one on the 11th floor or even a permanent showroom somewhere on the 14th floor. And then they do also have a second section on the 10th floor. And then others only have a cash and carry, depending on whatever they're selling. So sometimes, yes, there's both. And sometimes we will only find them on the 10th floor. But our directory will list them wherever
they
are. Yes.
So that's a really good reminder so that, let's say, as a attending retailer, you're not interested in cash and carry things. Stop by anyway, because there may be lines in there that you're not going to find elsewhere in the trade show that you're, I'm not going to cash and carry today, but by golly, I'm glad I found you.
Exactly. And sometimes you need things really quickly in your store. So then for cash and carry, you can just buy it there and then pick it up. So you don't have to wait for shipping. So that's another fun plus.
Yeah, it's a great way to dip your toe in.
Yes, absolutely.
There we go. So our guest today from Hamley's Western Store has turned retail into something altogether crazy and cool. What can retailers experience at this August show besides shopping and stocking up on inventory that they're going to sell like crazy the rest of the year?
So I would say that WESA has been more than just a trade event for quite a long time. It's probably why we've been around for over 100 years. So not only is it where the industry meets for a trade and all of that, but we're now also building on the experience aspect of it. So we're currently working on really building that experience both online and also on site to kind of run concurrently. So we have a few fun updates for everybody soon. So stay tuned for that and make sure you get your badges to actually experience it all in person where the industry meets.
Perfect. Well, Morgan, it's that time. Why don't you introduce us to our guest?
Let's do it. Today's guest is Katrina Aichner, who manages Hamley's Western Store, a legendary Western retailer that has evolved into a full-scale destination featuring retail, events, dining, and community experiences in the heart of Pendleton, Oregon. Katrina, welcome to Wisdom by Wessa. I'm so excited to be chatting with you today.
I'm so excited to be here, Morgan. Thank you.
Of course. So, of course, today we are talking about Hamley's Western Store. We're going to dive into all of the facets of Hamley's, but why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the store?
Oh, Hamley's Western Store has been here since 1905. We came here from England in 1883, where we were established working saddle shop, came over to America, where we, the Hamley family, took over and purchased the building in 1905. And we have a full-time working saddle shop in the back where we create saddles, tack, hat steaming station, boots, hats, clothing, tack. We also have a cafe and Hamley Steakhouse as well.
Oh, my Lanta, you guys have truly the best of both worlds and a little bit of everything in there. And you're out of Pendleton, Oregon, correct?
Yes, we sure are. We are home of the second biggest outdoor rodeo. It's always the second weekend in September, Letterbuck.
I love it. I love it. Now, tying in Wes, I know that you guys have been attending for quite some time now. As a longtime retailer, what does Wes provide for Hamleys beyond just placing orders?
Wessa gives Hamley the opportunity to seek out new vendors to bring into the store. It gives the chance to view new product lines and merchandise that I don't necessarily get to see due to rep location, product samples, or just timing.
Yes. Now, I know, you know, Hamley's is a store that does things differently than the most. I know that Wessa, you know, is a great opportunity for people to gather and connect. Tell me kind of what inspires Hamley's to continue to evolve and grow in this innovation.
I love that question. So Hamley's has established vendors that we've carried for a long time with a great reputation. So I spend my first couple of days trying to meet with them, visit their showrooms, view their new lines. And then I really try to pinpoint what we need to bring in the store. What am I missing? What product's missing? What vendor's missing? What is huge in the social media world? In the online world, and try and tackle that in the last two days. But I go with a plan and try to establish what needs to be brought into the store, what I'm missing.
Yes. Now, I am assuming with a store, you have to have incredible visual merchandising, but also a really good floor plan to make all of this flow. What is like the process like when you're creating the floor plans for the store when it holds so much variety?
Yeah, so I kind of break down my year into the three major events in town. So June, July, and September is when the events are held. So I try and communicate with my brands and my vendors that it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to bring in new merchandise till about the 15th of February. So I don't get hit super hard in those first couple months and unable to work that merchandise, flow that merchandise. I'm very hands-on. I am constantly changing the floor. I use Sunday morning as my huge floor shift day. And then, you know, Monday markdowns, what needs to be marked down. And then I just kind of rotate. And then, you know, due to what's selling and what's not.
You know, I really love the fact that you have those heavy hitter months. I know for me personally, sometimes it's easier for me, whether it's creativity or just business-wise, to go all in, you know, one moment. I would say that that's probably so exciting to have that anticipation and that buildup for those special months.
It is. It's so incredibly fun. And I build up those orders so big. And it's just really exciting. And, you know, half of the booking orders you place at Wessa, sometimes you forget some of the product or exactly what it looked like or what it felt like. And when you start to get that stuff in, it's like Christmas morning. And it just brings so much inspiration and ideas and just brings this workflow that is so exciting. It's my favorite time of the year and I absolutely love it.
That adrenaline rush is such a fun feeling. I know that wasn't last year, but the year before, I actually went to Pendleton Roundup for the first time. And for anyone listening, I mean, when you go to the rodeo there for the first time, it's a little overwhelming, but there's shopping, so many experiences, but it's definitely a place that just opened your eyes to so much. And when there's so many stores out there, you know, you really have to stand out. And with Hamleys, tell us how the store evolved from traditional retail into something much bigger. I know it's a real experience location. How did that evolve?
Well, I'm oftentimes told that we should charge admission for bringing people in the building because of the history. We have 14-foot bronze statues that are absolutely gorgeous. We have copper ceilings. Just the building itself is purely magical. And then you walk into just a variety of different Western brands. And during events, I try to make it extra special. We get the opportunity to have a lot of vendor reps come in the store. So Michael from Tony Lama, Nick from Saratelli comes in Shape Hats, Tom. We have Cinch reps and Ariat. And it's just so wonderful to have all these people in here that are able to speak to their products so incredibly well and just get that one-on-one with the customer and give them that extra experience.
Yes, it sounds like truly at Hamleys, this is a place not only to come and get outfitted for a rodeo or everyday wear, but to bring the family to hear history, enjoy a steak, enjoy coffee, the wine bar, all of that. I truly love that, Katrina. There's so many different touch points. What do you feel like the business advantage of offering the multiple touch points is instead of just retail?
You can make a day out of coming to Hamleys. Start at the cafe, grab a coffee and a yummy breakfast burrito. Come on over to the Western store, get a couple hat shapes. Come check out the leather shop and the guys working back there. Maybe come up with a fun custom order that you've been thinking of and finally get that in place. You know, try on that perfect pair of boots that you've been thinking about for 6 months and then walk our cute little historic town and then finish your day at the steakhouse and have a wonderful steak and some delicious cocktails.
Wow, Hamleys is truly that one-stop shop. Now, are there certain days of the week that the steakhouse is open or like the coffee or hat shaping, or are all of these options available, you know, every day of the week? Tell us that format.
We are open 7 days a week, all three entities. The leather guys do have Sundays off. And so the leather shop is usually open for tours, but we don't have a lot of work going on unless it's event season. And then hat shaping is Tuesday through Saturday, and everything else is open normal hours.
Okay. And now for hat shaping or like the leather shop, is that something that consumers can walk in without an appointment, or is that like a book in advance for people who are traveling in?
You bet. You absolutely can walk in. We do suggest during event time that you do call and make an appointment or just expect a little bit longer wait. We are a little bit different situation where we have one hat steaming station and one hat shaper. Unless the Saratelli and Rodeo King reps are here, then we have a couple going. But normal days of the week, we have one. So it's just helpful if we give her a little heads up, but it's not necessary.
Okay, I love that. I know so many listeners of ours, you know, they're traveling all over and coming to experience all the rodeos, and this is truly a great experience. On your trip to Pendleton Roundup or any of those other events, I would love to talk about, you know, the vision and inspiration for what's to come. I know you guys have just done a phenomenal job at laying that foundation of being different and setting the bar and truly reaching forward to make a difference in this community. What is the long-term goals behind all these experiences?
I would really like to be known as the best Western store and saddle shop in the Pacific Northwest. That means a lot to me. We are here about community, customer service. We have a lot of special things coming up in the works. I can't quite talk about them all. Some limited edition things, working on some things with Pendleton Woolen Mills. Just had a great meeting with Chet Vogt with Vogt Silver. Limited edition Hamley pieces coming soon before Roundup. Saratelli Hats is making our beautiful Hamley custom lining now in the inside that is absolutely gorgeous. And so just small details, custom details, the barrel age, the Hamley signature, just putting those pieces on the product in the store really mean a lot.
Oh, I love that. You know, those kinds of little tokens with your vendors, that is what's going to continue to stand Hamley's apart. And I've always found that creating those special moments for the consumers, that's what creates the brand loyalty. That's what really creates that community involvement, because it invites them to actually be a part of that history. That's so special. Now, for any of our other retailers listening, what kind of advice could you give to them who maybe are feeling like they're too small and they're wanting to take that next step to expand their brand beyond the sales floor? What advice do you have for them?
One foot in front of the other. Just keep going. Some days are going to be easier than others. Some vendors and brands are not going to want to work with you. Then go work with somebody else. Don't limit your opportunity because somebody told you no or not right now. I think I've also seen a huge trend where I've been seeing a lot of foot traffic, a lot of people coming in the store. They want to try it on. Oh, we saw this on your website, but we want to see it in person. I've seen a lot more just in-person shopping. I think, you know, website, social media, that is still going to be a massive part of this, but I am seeing a huge influx of in-person shopping, which is kind of an amazing experience.
Yes, and I think going along with that, like you said, bringing the emphasis on the in-store experience. Yes, the social media is there. Yes, the online presence is there. But when you create a safe place at your brick and mortar store for people to come and be inspired and educated and also just feeling welcomed, again, that's what makes that impact. And that's what keeps them coming back and ultimately being a part of those steps to becoming one of the best stores there is. What a special treat this was today, Katrina. Thank you for sharing more about Hamley's history and just the inspiration behind it all. This was so inspiring.
Thank you, Morgan. I had such a great time talking with you, and I very much appreciate your time today.
Well, that was a fascinating conversation. Now I'm inspired to go to Pendleton and see Hamley's and drag the whole family along, because there's quite literally something for everybody there. And that about wraps it up for today.
You'll find all of the links from today's episode in the show notes, but make sure to subscribe to Wisdom by Wessa on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, so you never miss these conversations that are shaping the equine industry.
Don't forget, we've changed the schedule around a little bit. New Wisdom by Wessa and Retail Roundup episodes drop every Thursday, and they are available again on your favorite podcast player. Just type in Wisdom by Wessa, and you're going to get both shows when you subscribe. We'll see you in 2 weeks.